This is Space Kate here at the Kennedy Space Center press site. I've just stepped outside of a bustling newsroom. There's lots of people with their laptops tapping away, downloading their pictures from their cameras, uploading them to their news organizations. And we're all waiting to see what's going to happen about the weather, because at the moment, guess what? It's raining again. But I've come out because I thought it would be quite nice to interview somebody and find out a bit about what brought them here. So if you'd just like to introduce yourself.
Chris Ellsbury with the Connecticut Post in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's a third largest newspaper in the state, and I'm down here because A, I'm a space geek, and B, I always thought it would be amazing to see a launch, and now this is my second one, so I'm doubly excited.
And this being the final launch, you've been to one other, I've also been to one other. Can you feel a difference in the atmosphere?
Well, it's kind of heartbreaking in a sense that the shuttle program is ending, because for the last 30 years it's been kind of like the highlight of the American, you know, space program. The problem is we don't really have a new direction on which to go yet, so there's not a lot of buzz about the future. I think when Apollo ended and we knew the shuttle was coming, we could kind of stay excited. Now it just depends on where we're going to go with all this commercial activity. It's going to be interesting, but we got to get Americans more involved in the space program again, like it was back in the 60s.
Well, I'm hoping that companies like SpaceX will start, you know, forging the way for the future. And they've got some very exciting plans. I went to go and see their Dragon capsule yesterday, and that's been up and around the world and back down again safely, so you never know. But looking up at the skies at the moment, what would you say are our chances of a launch tomorrow?
If it's like this tomorrow morning, probably zero. They really are strict about weather conditions. You go back and think of Apollo 12, like we said, got struck by lightning when it tried to lift off in these kind of conditions. But the great thing about Florida weather is you wait 5 minutes, it could change. So I think we're going to have to wait and kind of just play everything by ear and see what happens.
So, I mean, it's incredibly busy here at the press site. I've not ever seen quite so many sat trucks in one place. It's going to be a bit of a crazy rush in the morning for people wanting to come and watch this launch. Have you got any idea of the numbers of people that are coming or when you might arrive to get yourself a space?
Well, the media liaison in the press room said there were over, 3,000 credentialed media, radio, TV, newspapers. From what we're hearing, there could be as many as 1 million people in this corridor tomorrow to watch the launch all over the place. We are probably going to be here quite early. I would assume if tanking starts at 2 in the morning, we're going to be here about 3 in the morning, because it's going to be a mad rush to get here. And with the possibility, like with the weather, if there's a chance they're going to launch, I think they're going to really try to get it off. And the earlier the better, I think, is what we have to do.
Well, I've been talking to some friends who work for Space Vidcast, and they're going to be doing a live video stream throughout the night. So there is a chance that I will join them, because I'm worried that I won't get here otherwise. But just looking at the shuttle program, it's been running for 30 years and finally coming to a close. But you said you've been a space geek all your life. So what can you compare that to other programs?
Yeah, you really can't. I mean, the shuttle program was designed to be like this space workhorse and do exactly what it did. Put the space station together, deliver satellites. Obviously, it didn't kind of go with the continuation, or I guess, you know, as often as they wanted it to. As the Apollo program, I mean, that was a focus thing. We wanted to land on the moon before the Russians. I mean, it galvanized the country. Whereas the shuttle kind of became routine after a while. We've, you know, 135 missions, the public's kind of shrugged their shoulders nowadays. But now the fact that this is the last mission, I think it's opening some people's eyes to the fact that, well, now what are we going to do? And that's the next great step for NASA, is what are we going to do next? And you're absolutely right. We have the commercial people out there. We've got Lockheed Martin and Boeing with the Orion, and this new Sierra Nevada company is going to build like a winged, space plane. The future looks bright. It's just hopefully we can get it going quicker than 3 or 4 year wait, you know, and relying on these Soyuz to get our astronauts back and forth from the International Space Station.
And how does it feel for you? What does it mean for you to be here?
Oh, I'm tingling. I probably have goosebumps because, like I said, I watched Gemini. I watched Apollo. I remember sitting in front of my little black and white TV in 1969 when I was like 12 years old, watching Neil Armstrong come down the ladder. I've been a part of, you know, the highlights, and then the tragedy of seeing the Challenger explode and the Columbia break apart, and I mean the Apollo 1 fire. There's obviously, there's always tragedy in the space program, but we've had great success too. It's just, I'm excited about what's to come. You just really don't want to wait five more years to like see it actually go from paper to, you know, to actual liftoffs and so forth. But I think the American space program now is ready to take a next step. I'd love to see us go to Mars, go back to the moon. Let's go land on an asteroid. Let's see what's out there.
Now, you said you've seen one shuttle launch so far.
Yes.
I've seen one as well, and it took my breath away. Can you, is there any way that you can put into words how, you know, what it was like, what you saw, what you felt, and how it left you feeling?
We were here in February for the Discovery, STS-133, and it was one of the most beautiful days Florida's probably ever seen. The sky was clear blue. The vapor trail was miles in the air. We got to see the solids come off. It was amazing. I've been married 30 years. I have two kids. I was very close to saying it was almost better than seeing the birth of my kids, but I had to kind of tone it down. There's no way. I mean, that's how crazy, you know, space lover I am, but it's right up there. I mean, if I had to maybe list a top 10, it's up there somewhere. Maybe probably not number one or two, but maybe four or five.
And how do you think you'll feel when Atlantis is gone and that's it, no more shuttles?
You know, I'll be excited about the launch. I think I'll be more kind of melancholy when it lands, because when you finally hear "we'll stop" for the last time and you know that the program is really over, you know, it's like it's been a part of our lives for the last 30 years. I mean, we've watched so many great things happen with the shuttle, and it is going to be disappointing that it's over, but like we said, we got to press on. We got to go forward and explore, and whether or not it takes a new vehicle to do that, then that's fine.
That's great. Thanks ever so much.
Oh, no, you're welcome.